Star 106.3 with Lakey and Lance this morning. We are very proud and pleased to announce resident mummy blogger joining us every Monday morning on the show, the subtle mummy, aka Zoe. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, you sound like a mum, Zoe.
Oh, good morning, Zoe. We're so excited to have you as part of the show. You started your blog in March, so not that long ago, but you've already been getting international attention. You've been, your articles have gone viral on the Huffington Post, Daily Mail Online, The Mirror over in the UK. How does it feel to be up and running so early?
Yeah, it was a really big shock, but it was so exciting just to have this article go viral because I'm really enjoying it. Been fun.
It's great because Lance and I, we don't have any kids, not together or with any other partners either. And so when
that's
it comes to
official
these
statement.
When it comes to these mummy topics, I'm a bit of a fish out of water. So it's great to get you on board and we can chat about a couple of mummy issues. What do you want to chat about this week? Because the ball's in your court, I reckon, mate. Every Monday you call the shot. It's the Subtle Mummy Show.
Okay, well, I want to talk today about raising children while your husband's life goes on as normal. And as you guys have probably seen, there's a lot of breakups in the headlines lately. Everybody's devastated worldwide by the Brangelina breakup. A little bit closer to home, I was actually shocked about the Karl Stefanovic breakup with his wife of 21 years, Cassandra.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah, three children later, she sacrificed her career, I think it was at the ABC, to stay home and raise their children, which I'm sure she has no regrets about. But now that the marriage has ended, I'm sure she's people are questioning, you know, like, how does she feel sacrificing her career for her husband to have it pulled up?
Well, she took a very big step back. She was a journalist for the ABC and sort of put that whole career on hold to stay at home with the kids.
Did you do that as well, Zoe?
I'm pretty lucky because I work for a government school. So I got pregnant in my second year of teaching. It was a new career for me. I was took maternity leave and I was busting to go back to work after that. So I quickly headed back and got that year, but I went back again with my second child. And I'm currently on maternity leave from that job. But I've decided to take another year off next year and see how this pans out and spend the last year with my son before he heads off to a four-year-old kinder. It's been easy for me, but I have decided to stay home with the kids at the moment. So initially I felt guilty for this decision because there's such a pressure on and certain looks you get from people when you are going back to work and they say, oh, already, don't you feel bad for leaving them so young? And then you're damned if you don't and you get the opposite side if you do go back to work and or if you don't go back. And they say, you know, oh, you're not going back to work. Won't you get bored? Don't you miss going to work? So, yeah, I've learnt not to listen or care about what people have to say. As long as my husband's supportive, which I've been lucky and he has been very supportive, my decision to stay home, was an easy one.
Well, I think that's what one of the big issues is in, you know, that's been sort of documented in regards to particularly the Karl Stefanovic and Cassandra breakup was that, you know, it's all well and good to sort of stay at home and look after the kids, is what they were saying, while your husband is still out there and you're together and he's earning that money. But if you're in a situation like what she sort of found herself in, where suddenly they're not together, potentially she has to, you know, get that financial stability back for herself, yet she's been out of the workforce for such a long period of time, are those skills redundant? Do you have to start all over again? And sort of the burden that might place on you know, trying to be a mother in those circumstances.
I think that's why it's important that you need to make the decision for yourself as the mother and as an individual and, you know, keep yourself busy mentally. So I'm on maternity leave at the moment and I find myself going gaga because all you do is you're talking to a child all day, you know, you're hanging till 6 o'clock when your husband gets home, you know, your partner gets home. So it's really good for me, the blogging is keeping me mentally challenged and using my vocabulary instead of, you know, da-da food. Like
I can totally sympathise. I mean, talking with a child for 3 hours every morning, it's no fun. I completely understand that.
He's having a dig, Zoe. You'll get used to those and you'll start just tuning them out.
It was just the case that my husband earns more than me. Otherwise, I know a lot of mums now that are role reversal and the husband's staying home and looking after the kids and, you know, they're their kids as well. It's not childcare. It's their own children that they're looking after.
blanket rule, I reckon. Whoever's earning more money, you go to work. The one that doesn't bring home the bacon, stay at home with the little one until they're five, and then go and find your job.
I worked with a lovely chick who she had 2 years that she went back to work, and then they had the other one, and then the husband stayed home for the second one. So they still, you know, took it in turns. And you've got to find the thing that's right for your family, and certainly that balance of parenthood and work life, it varies for every household. Thanks so much for your thoughts this morning, Zoe. Parenthood, no worries. Babies, that's not our jam, but it's certainly yours. TheSubtleMummy.com is where you need to go to get all Zoe's latest columns. Zoe, we can't wait to chat to you again next week. More mummy issues
is it
on
the
Monday.
TheSubtleMummy.com, is it, Zoe?
TheSubtleMummy.com, that's right.
I've been typing in TheYummyMummy.com and it hasn't been producing the same results. Sorry about that. All right, we'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Zoe.
Can you open up the lines as well on 1300 001063? Does that sort of situation, does it happen in your household? Are you a mum that's been at home with the kids for, say, a couple of years, even up to, you know, 20 years for some people, if you have four or five kids and you're the designated one who does all the childcare and drops to school and the lunches and all of that? Is that something that you and your partner discussed, or were you forced into a certain situation?
Yeah, or you know, a family that had to, you both need that dual income and you've had to send the kids off to daycare, because that's very common now too. Where does the work-life balance fit in with parenthood in your household? Yeah. Feel free to weigh in on the discussion this morning. 1300 001063.
Star 1063,
star on a car is here.
Take Conveyor. Contact.
I had to go back to work.
But yeah, there was an article.
Stick a sticker on. 7/5 economy from 16990 at Key Motors Townsville. All happens today. It's the big one.
We're giving away a car.
We just heard mummy blogger, aka the subtle mummy, Zoe, give her thoughts, the pressures, and I guess both sides of the fence on how it is to have a kid and then have that discussion with your partner. Do you go back to work? Do you stay home? Yep. Look after the kids? If so, how long? For? At what point?
Well, there was an article doing the rounds last week about Carl Stefanovic had broken up with his wife of 21 years, Cassandra, and somebody had written an article that went viral on Mamma Mia and stuff saying it's all well and good to not go to work when you're raising the kids until your marriage breaks down. Essentially, now she's been out of the workforce 20 years, and what strain does that put on, you know, going forward and regaining that financial stability as a single woman?
Yeah.
So Zoe was able to weigh in on that with her opinions as well, and now we're asking you guys.
Yeah, is there too much pressure on the husband, maybe? What goes on in your household, Mel, from North Ward?
Well, I have two young children, and I'm actually a single mum. So when I had my son, I had to go back to work when he was 3.5 months old. Because my children's father wasn't on very good money, so, you know, it was very, very, very hard on our household.
Yep.
About 6 months later, he ended up going back out to the mines and had a stable income, so we looked at trying for our second. And I got to stay home from 30 weeks pregnant because he was the main income earner.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was able to sustain our household. But after about 2.5 years being at home, I decided I wanted to go back to work, and doing that, it put a lot of strain on our relationship, and we ended up ending it over 2 years ago.
Oh, God, so you've been on all sides of the fence, haven't you, really? Well, when you're in that situation where you're like, I don't have a choice, like I have to get out there, I have to work, and I have to do a bloody good job of it because I need to provide for these kids, does that give you that extra fire in your belly?
It does, yeah. So I had a trade. I started my trade before I had my son, and I was lucky enough that the person who qualified me was one of my really good friends and actually worked with me when I was quite younger. So I was able to finish my trade with him, and I am now running own restaurant and stuff like that, so yeah.
So would you think that, I mean, you've been on both sides of the fence where you've stayed at home because you're being financially secure, and then also you've had to go back to work, you know, almost for no choice, but do you think it's important for women to still try and keep their foot in the workplace in some way, or do you think, like, if you would have been quite happy to not work if you didn't have to?
I would have happily have stayed at home had my relationship gotten better, but you know, it's just what works for your family, and, you know, going back to work worked for us and still works for us. And, you know, I've got girlfriends who have been at home for the last 8-9 years because they've got kids and, you know, they're comfortable being at home, being a mum.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it's just every individual person's personal choice.
Oh, thank you so much for your thoughts this morning. That's really touching that you shared that with us this morning. Thank you.
No worries at all. Have a lovely day, guys.
Thanks. Mel, 7:55 with Lakey and Lard. So Mummy Mondays, it's going to happen every Monday. Resident blogger Zoe, the subtle mummy, will come in. She'll chat something and then we'll open up the lines as well.
And you can read her columns anytime, thesubtlemummy.com. Mm.